Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Kufches. We're going to start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tibas Cholav Shenafla Alachaticha. If you have a pan of meat with a lot of pieces of meat, and the drop of milk fell onto one of the pieces of meat, in Yesh Ba B'Neisen Tam Ba'Eisachaticha, if the milk is able to give taste to that chaticha, in other words, when you eat that piece of meat, you're able to discern the taste of milk in that piece of meat, asur then becomes the iser of asur b'cholav. Then the Mishnah says, Nir esa kedera, if you mixed the pot, in yesh ba b'nais and tam ba'isa kedera asur. And the two pshatim, the Rishayim say pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi learns that the Reish is a case where if it has tam in that chaticha, since you didn't mix it, so the milk goes into that chaticha. So that chaticha is asur, but we're not discussing what happens with the other chatichas in that case. And fakir, it could be the reisha is the bigger chumra. Because in the reisha, where the chaticha fell onto the chaticha and you did not initially mix the kedera, so then you don't need so much milk to asur. As long as the milk gives tam in the chaticha, it asurs the chaticha. And then, that chaticha could go and ask the whole kedera, like the Gemara discusses, because we're not discussing the other chatichas in the kedera in the reisha. And the seif is a kula, that since you mixed it right away, so therefore the chalav never went specifically into one chaticha, the chalav right away went into the entire kedera. So memela, you would need enough chalav that gives time in the entire kedera to asir. So the reisha where you did not mix the kedera right away, there, as long as the chalav gave time to that particular chaticha, it becomes asur, and then it could subsequently asur the whole kedera. But in the sefer, where you mixed it right away, so it never gave time to a specific chaticha, so therefore, if it didn't have time, it didn't have enough chalav to give time to the whole kedera, so everything's mutter. The Rishayim bring Taisus pshat, that near as the kedera is going on the case of the reisha. The first is it fell in the chaticha, and then if it has enough time to give time in the chaticha, so then that chaticha is asur, but it doesn't asur anything else. If subsequently you mix the kedera, so then if this chaticha, not the chalav, if the chaticha has enough to give time into the entire kedera, then that chaticha will asur the kedera. But if you never mix the kedera, the chaticha won't asur the kedera. And we'll speak about this more in the Sugyas HaGemara. But first, let's start the Gemara. The Gemara first addresses a different issue, that besides for the prate dinim of how much milk do you have, and is the milk going specifically into one chaticha, or is the milk going into the whole kedera, and a discussion about how the milk asks the chaticha or the kedera, one thing we see from this Mishnah, that there's a shir, that when chalav gets mixed into basar, there's a shear of nais and tam. And if the chalav is not nais and tam in the basar, you can't discern the taste of chalav in the basar, it doesn't asur. And the question is, where does this thing come from? So Abaye says, Amar Abaye, tamay v'loy ma'mashay ba'alma da'iraisa. Now tamay v'loy ma'mashay, in other words, what we call tam ke'ikr, which we spoke earlier on the shear on daf tzaddik tes, that din of tam kikr is deraisa. That when you have just the taste without the mamashes, that is a din of deraisa. That is asami deraisa. These are kadaydach derabanan. If you're going to say the whole din of tam kikr is derabanan, when you cook, let's say, nevela with yirakais, and you can taste the meat taste in the yirakais, and that's only an issa derabanan. So mibasa b'cholav may tam alegamrinan. Why don't you learn out the din of tam kikr from basa b'cholav? So you're going to have to say the chiddushu, because it's a chiddush, and you can't learn out from a chiddush. Which is the shakla v'tai in the Gemara, in Psachim, daf memdal on the Medbeis, and in Ozer, daf lam in Zayin, that the Gemara asked there, the Gemara there has other limudim for tam kikr, whether it's mishras, to tell you tam kikr by Nazir, it says mishras an oven, which means if he soaks the grapes in water, so that might be a din of tam kikr. If that's the pshat in the pasuk, there might be another pshat in the pasuk that he soaked the bread in the wine and set the mitzvah for Isser. That's a sugya there. And there's also another limud from Giulei Nachrim, that since the Torah said you have to kasher the kelim that they took from Midian, so why they have to kasher? It's because of the tam. So that's also din of tam ke'ikr. And the Gemara discusses it. But the Gemara there says that the reason why you don't have a basa b'chol is because it's a chiddush. Now Rashi says two reasons. One of them is the havman of the Gemara there. The other is the maskana. One reason he says it's a chiddush is because eat the basa and the chalav separately a mutter. And it's a combination that's us, and that's a big chiddush. There are two things that a mutter could combine and be us. But the Gemara says, but you find that way by klayim. That klayim carry also, the wheat and the vines are both mutter, but if you plant them together, it's usr. So you see that there is such a thing as a combination being usr. So the Gemara says a different thing, that that the chiddush is if you would soak it together, it would combine by soaking it together, and it would still be mutter, but cooking it makes it usr. So that's like a special xeris akasa, that's a chiddush. So if you're going to say, Zak Nabaya, that tam kikr is the rabbanan, you don't learn out from basa b'cholav because it's a chiddush, so this din that discerning tam would not be a din in kol ha'tara kula, and a kol ha'tara kula, if you discern the tam of iser and het to be mutter, so a chiddush who afgav the lek tam nami. So if it's a chiddush, so where do we know that by basa b'cholav b'chol you need tam? If it's a svara and a mematzinu to kol ha'tara kula, that when you could discern tam, that's considered to have the thing there, because you see by basa b'cholav, the Torah says that there's an issa basa b'cholav, even though all you have is tam. So that's understandable, that for shteitzich, if you don't have tam altogether, so you can't discern the issa and the hetter altogether, so it'll be batal. But if you're going to say normally, even with the tam, it also wouldn't daser, midiraisa, and basa b'cholav is a chiddush, so where would Chazal get that by basa b'cholav we need tam? That's Abaye's argument. So Abaye sees from here the tam kick is the raisa, and seemingly that you learn it out from basa b'cholav. And Rava says no. Really, I'll tell you, tam kick is the rabbanan. But derech mishal asatayr. The word lay sevashel means not to cook it together. The normal way when you cook something together is through nesinas tam. If there's no nesinas tam, it's missing in the derech bishal, which is one of the tnam of the isra of basa b'cholav. And kan the Gemara, now we had mentioned earlier on that tzaddik test, that there is a machlekes yishenim if lamaskana we pass can tam ke'ikir is asa midereisa or not. The ones that hold that it's mutter midereisa like Rashi point to this Gemara, that Rava, who we always pass from like Rava k'neged Abaya, is matcha Abaya's argument that tam ke'ikir is deraisa with his teres of derech bishal asher teres. It sounds like Rava holds that tam ke'ikir is not deraisa. But the Rishayim who passed in Tam Kikr is the Raisa say that Rava was just being Matcha Abaya's Raya. You can't bring a Raya from Basa B'cholav that Tam Kikr is the Raisa, and you can't bring a Raya from the fact that by Basa B'cholav you need Tam, the reason why you need Tam is not Als Tam Kikr. The reason why you need Tam is Als Derech Bishlo Asher Torah. But really, it could be there's another Makar for Tam Kikr, like we said, like Mishras by Nazir or Gulei Nachrim, and Rava could agree that Tam Kikr is Deraisa. We also mentioned there that Al Kapanim, according to the Rishayim and the Mashmayus of Rashi in different places, that there's two separate dinim. There's a din of Tam Kikr, when you don't have the Isser in the Taruvus altogether, you just have the Yetzim and Isser, the flavor of the Isser, the taste of the Isser, but the Isser is not Be'en at all. And then you have Tamay Uma Mashay, where the Isser Be'en was mixed in. It would be batal b'rayv, but since you could taste it, it's not batal b'rayv. And the Rishayim hold that even if you hold that tam kikr is not deraisa, but tamay umamashay, when you have the mamashis kayim, that is deraisa, because it's impossible to say batal b'rayv, since you could taste it, so memele timasa zuakirase, so then you have the iser be'en in the entire teruvis with the taste, that timasa zuakirase, the siv chech eichel yitim lay. Food is, the metzias of food is the taste, and you can taste the isser, and the isser is be'en, so it's not batal. And tam ke'ikr is when all you have is tam, you don't have a mashis at all. So the Rashbam, Eifanart, over there, brings taisis that the ikr raya of tam ke'ikr by basa b'cholav is dafka the cholav, because when you have the cholav, we have a discussion in the Gemara here in Amud Beis, if by basa b'cholav the Torah acid the cholav, And the Gemara's maskan is the Torah did. The Torah acid chalav with the tam basar, and basar with the tam chalav. So when you cook meat and milk, and you want to drink the milk that has the meat taste in it, that doesn't have any meat, that just has the tam of the meat, that's tamay v'loy mamashay. Now, Shankin, when you want to eat the meat, that has actual milk inside. That has the mamashis of milk. The actual milk penetrates, permeates the meat. And that's tamay umamashay. That wouldn't be a din of tam ke'ikir. But the Rishayim there, the Ramban and the Rashba say that no, you could have a case by chalav where the chalav really is never b'miyutay. There really is no chalav be'en left. Even though you can still taste the chalav, that's called tam chalav. Hayais, the mamashis of chalav is completely absorbed by the meat. It's like it doesn't exist anymore. That would be tamay v'loy mamashay. Now there's a Yishmaker Rabbi Kivega, Chuvash Rabbi Kivega, Tzimun Rej Zayin, where he was discussing the way they made cheese in those days. In order to curdle the cheese, they would use the keva, the stomach of the calf, and that has the chemicals that can make milk into cheese. We're going to see a sugya about this Beis Hashem and Daf Kuf Tazayin. Now, sometimes they would use the keva, meaning the milk that's in the stomach of the calf, that has the stomach juices absorbed in the milk. But it seems that in Vegas time, they used what was called the arha keva, the actual meat of the stomach, the actual wall of the stomach was used, a little bit was put into the milk, and that would make it into cheese. So there the Rishayim say that there's not an issue of davar ha-maimed loy batel. Often there's an issue that when, let's say you have a nevela, if you use a stomach of nevela to make cheese, so it would have the tam of nevela in it, so there you say davar ha-maimed is loy batel, since it's making the cheese, it's maimed, so it's not batel, even though it's more than shishim, but its effects are there. Mashenkin by basa b'chalav, since the basa b'fnei atzmai is mutter, so even if it doesn't become batel, but it never became asur, so you don't have the concept of davar amayim b'lay batel. For what was bothering Rabbi Kivega was, is how are they allowed to use the l'chatchila, even if it's batel, you wouldn't say davar amayim, that's a sugya later, but why would you be allowed to do it l'chatchila? Why wouldn't there be a problem of aim of atlanis l'chatchila? And that could even be a problem eating the cheese, because if someone's mevatel and nisla chetchila, so it's aser to all those he was mevatel it for. And also, at least the Rabbanim would have to tell the Jewish cheesemakers that they're not allowed to do it that way. They're not allowed to use the meat to make the cheese. It would be a problem of a mevatel and nisla chetchila. So McVega was trying to be mekel. So he said, I want to say a big yisayin that you don't say a mevatel and nisla chetchila to mevatel basar b'chalav. And he starts from a tesis in a rush, in Nida, Daf Samach Zayin, that tesis there, the Gemara there brings a Mishnah that says if you have a woolen beged, and there's a linen thread somewhere in this beged, and you have no idea where it is. It looks the same as the wool, you have no idea where the linen thread got lost. So it says it's also you can't wear it and you can't sell it to a guy because he might sell it to you. That's what the Gemara discusses. So Taisus asks, if you don't know which thread is the linen thread, why don't you say it's batel? Why don't you say it's bitl bereiv, chad betrei batel? If you have three pieces of meat, you don't know which one is the nevela, which one is the, you have two kasha, one nevela, so you say bitl bereiv, except in the case of chaticha ruil eskabed. If you have threads, you don't know which is the wool, which is the linen. Why don't you say the linen is batel bereiv to the wool? So Taisus answers a big yisayin that heter beheter is not batel. Isser beheter is batel. The bittel will take off the isser when isser beheter is batel. Mashenkin heter beheter, wool and linen are both mutter. It's the combination that's aser. So you can't say that the linen is batel to the wool because they're both mutter. Bittel only would take off the isser of a thing that's asa to the mutter, but wool and linen, that can't be batel. So the Rosh, the Nilchas Kalayim, that's at the end of Masechtas Nida, he brings his teretz and he asks the Kasha, so what about Basa B'chalav? Basa B'chalav is also heter beheter. So how could the Chalav, the Tipas Chalav, become batel in the Basar? So the Rosh says, that's different because Derech Bishal Asher Teira. So Kum Deisak Derbe Kivega, Mishnah. Rashi is telling us there's no shachas to bittul b'rov here. There is no bittul b'rov here. It's heter b'heter. It's a new heter when you have milk and meat, and the milk doesn't give time into the meat. That's not basa b'chalav. It's missing the shame basa b'chalav. In order to be basa b'chalav, it has to be derech bishul. It has to be nesinas tam. Without nesinas tam, it's missing the whole chafs of basa b'chalav. That's not a mevatel and issel l'chatchila. If you have something that's aser, and now you want it to be batel b'raiv, there's a din a mevatel and issel l'chatchila. But here, the meat's not aser. Meat that's together with milk, derech bishul, that becomes aser. It never was together with milk, derech bishul. You're not making it together with milk, derech bishul. So, male, there is no isser here, bechlal. It's not bittul b'rov that's making it not aser. There's bechlal no isser. And memela wouldn't be shayach emeval nisal chatchila. That's what Bekvegas Yosef is marich about it. We mentioned one of the aris earlier on daf Sadek Zayin, with Kedera Shebishel by Yibasel or Yavashel by Cholov, that he wants to say it's not the pshat that you can't be Mavashel by Cholov as Emeval and Nisal Chetchila, but it's because we're afraid that maybe it will give tam, and then you'll be over on the Issa Bishel Basel by Cholov. In the brackets, his son mentioned that his father had asked him a kasha, it's really a kasha on the Rush, that Abaya didn't hold of Derech Bishel Asetayr. So according to Abaya, that brings the raya from Basa B'chalav that Tam Ke'ikir is deraisa. Even if Tam Ke'ikir is deraisa, but why, when it wouldn't give Tam, would it be mutter? Why don't you say that it can't be bottled because it's had to be heter? And Abaye doesn't hold to the teretz of Derech Bishul Asra Teira. So he says, a pilpul to be metaretz that why Abaye really can have a different reason why the Kalayim is not bottled and only Rav L'Shitasa can't hold of that reason. Malka Panim, that's what Bekveg is Yisayid. That Basa B'chalav doesn't go to Alts Bittul, because Bittul, Taisha says, it can't because of Heter V'Heter. Basa B'chalav is a new din, like Rav is saying here, Derech Bishul Asetere. The Mele is being mitzad that there won't be a din of Emeval Nisla Chetchila. But it's important to point out, in the end, he's chayzer from it, because the Rishayim say Mefurish, that you can't L'Chetchila. They even say that you can't L'Chetchila mix milk with water, if you're going to use that water to cook meat, even if it's shishim in the water, keneged the milk. I'll say mevatel nisal chila. So l'maisi doesn't end up with this yisayid that there's a din of emeval, that there's no din of emeval nisal chila by basa b'chalav. He finds it in the end a different heter, why there, that maybe the kever didn't have a din of meat, it was dried out, but he's not l'maisi, he doesn't halachal l'maisi hold of this heter, that you could be mevatel milk and meat l'chatchila, because it wouldn't be derech bishul asher teira. And now let's see the sugya vayta. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, kevin shenasan tam mechaticha, chaticha atzma naasis nevela, veseres kol hachaticha is kulam nei shehen mina. Rav says that when the cholav goes into the first piece of meat, so then that piece of meat becomes nevela, becomes treif, and that can asin the entire pat. And like we said before, Rashi holds that Rav is going on the Mishnah. Because according to Rashi, the Mishnah doesn't talk about what's a din with the whole pot. The Mishnah's case of the Reisha is that the Cholav went on the Chaticha, and the Mishnah's telling you that if you have enough Cholav to give time in this one Chaticha, it becomes Aser. But if you mix the Kedera right away, then it only becomes Aser when you have enough Cholav to give time in the entire pot. But in the Reisha, it doesn't say what happens with the entire pot. So Rav's telling you that when it would give time in the chaticha, the pshat is that it would then go and ask the entire pat, no matter how big the pat is, because Rav holds that min b'mina le'batul, and memela, it would ask everything, there's no sheer bittul, once the meat itself becomes us, you can ask any meat, no matter how big it is, because min b'mina le'batul. And the Rishayim bring tesis that holds that the safe of the Mishnah is going on the Reisha. The safe of the Mishnah is saying that when the Chaticha becomes Asur with the Tipas Chalav, and afterwards you near the Kedera, so now this Chaticha will Asur the whole pot, if that Chaticha could be nice in time in the whole pot. So the Rishayim say, Lefi Taisis, you have to learn that Rav's not going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds like the Rabbana, that Mim B'mina could be Batal. And therefore in the Mishnah, there are two stages. First, the Tipas Chalav, that goes on the chaticha, if it's nice and tam in the chaticha, would aser the chaticha. And the second stage is when you're near the kedera. So then that chaticha will aser the kedera. But the Mishnah holds that mim b'mina could be batal. So therefore the Mishnah says that that chaticha can aser the kedera as long as that chaticha could be nice and tam in the kedera. But if you have shishim in the kedera, kineged that chaticha won't aser. And Rav goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is mim b'mina like batal. So Mele Rav holds that chaticha can aser all the chatichas in the kedera, even if it's more than shishim. But be'ikah what this machlekes is negeya is that the Rishonim are learning up in Rashi, this is mashmoyis of Rashi, is that the original chaticha that the milk goes on can aser the other chatichas even without mixing the kedera. Mashenkin and Taisus, it's clear that no. That the only way the initial chaticha can ask the other chatichas is if you mix the kedera. And the Rishonim bring down from Taisus, and Demis and Taisus says this earlier in Daf Tzadik Vavim and Beis, that when you have the chaticha that became Nasus Nevela, it still won't ask the other chatichas unless the thing that asked it comes along with it. Eina nesa yachal aser b'loi ha'aser. In order for the chaticha to aser it, the thing that's belua inside has to come along. So Taisus holds, if you don't do near, if you don't mix up the pad, even though the chalav spreads out to the entire chaticha, but the chalav will stay in that chaticha. That's why you need that chaticha to invato the chalav, because the chalav stays in that chaticha. So the chalav will continue to stay in the chaticha unless you mix the pad. But the Ramban and the Ran learn in Rashi, and they agree with Rashi, that Rashi holds, the chalav doesn't have to come out of the chaticha. And that's what Rashi holds, in order to ask the other chatichas, you don't have to mix the pat. Mixing is only to spread around the chalav. So if the chalav goes into the first chaticha, if you mix it right away, then the chalav gets spread out right away to the whole pat, you'd need shishim in the whole pat. Shishim in the whole pat would be enough to ask it. If you don't mix it, so the chalav stays in the chaticha, and then you would need shishim in the chaticha to be matir. But once the chaticha is aser, you don't need that the cholov should go out. The baser itself would aser. Now, Shenkein Taisus holds that no, you need the cholov to go out also. Now, it's totally hard to understand the lumnus of the next Gemara. The Gemara asks, we're skipping a small shackle of the Tari before this, but the Gemara asks, Umayka Sova. Rav says the chaticha is nasus nevela, and can aser all the chatichas of Neishen Mina. So Gemara says, Ma'ikasava, what does Rav hold? Ikasava efshel l'seichtei mutter. If Rav holds that when the baser was belay of the cholav, if you'd be able to get the cholav out of the baser, then the baser itself would become mutter. So amai nasis nevela. So why do you say that the baser became aser? The baser itself would be mutter if you'd only take the cholav out. So how could the baser aser the rest of the pad if the chalav itself would be bottled in the rest of the pat. Ela kasav efshel l'sechtei aser. The Teretz says, Ravel's efshel l'sechtei aser, which means that even if you would take the chalav out, the baser would remain aser. And the Gemara says, Dima, Rav Rechemni, Reb Yechon, and the army efshel l'sechtei aser, Shmuel, Reb Shimba, Rebbe, Reb Shlokish, army efshel l'sechtei mutter. So the Ramban and Ran learn, and this is how they're learning up in Rashi, that the sight of Efshel Asaychate Aser means that once the Basa becomes Aser, when you cook Chalav and Basa, yes, you need the Chalav to be nice and tam into the Basa in order to make the Iser. But once you have a Chalais Issa Basa B'Chalav, it's Chal, a Chalais Issa Basa B'Chalav. So now the Basa is Aser Be'etzim, and the Chalav is Aser Be'etzim. And you no longer need the combination of Basa B'Chalav to Aser. The combination was to Shaf the Chalais Issa. But once it's aser, it's aser. So efshel l'seichtei mutter means that what's aser is the combination of basa b'chalav, the chalav giving tam in the basa. If you would remove that and the chalav no longer gives tam in the basa, it's mutter. That's efshel l'seichtei mutter. So the Gemara says, oy bazai, if efshel l'seichtei is mutter, so how could you say the chatichas nasa nevela when aser everything, neishu mina, the basa is not really aser? The baser's aser calls man the chalav's there. In the other pieces, you don't have tam chalav. The chalav is not in the other pieces. All you have is a tam of the original baser. The tam of the original basr is not asr on its own steam. It's asr only when it's together with the chalav. And when it goes into the other pieces, that tam basr is not together with the chalav, because the chalav is nisnatal. So how could you say the concept of chatich and asr nevela and could asr the other pieces? It itself would be mutter if you take out the chalav. So even though that piece is still asr, because the chalav is still there, the chalav remained in the first piece. But the other pieces only have tam of the basar from the original piece. But the tam chalav that goes into the other pieces is the minas batal, because they have a shir to mevatal the chalav. So male, they can't become asr, because what's going into them is not isr. The basar alone is not isr. It's only the combination of basar and chalav that's asr. Elam, I ramvels efshel sechte asr, meaning that once the basar is asr, it's asr, it remains asr, period. And the Ramban and the Rana learning, it becomes the Chalai Sisser, without the Chalav even. So Mamela, Vadi, you say, Chatich and Asa Nevela, once it itself is Asa, so of course, the Basar itself could ask the other Shtiklach, Al Tzmin B'min Alei Batal. And it's Negeya by us also, and we hold Min B'mina is Batal, but it's Negeya that you would need a Shear, if you hold Efshel Aseichatei Mutter. So Kumdais, the Basar is not Asa, the Basar is Asa with the Chalav. So if in the other pieces the chalav is batal, so the other pieces have no iser, because the iser is the basar and the chalav together. And in the other pieces the chalav is batal, so the other pieces don't have an iser. But if you hold efshel aseichatei aser, so kumdes, once the basar was nisarev with the chalav, was nisbashel with the chalav, and it has a tam chalav, now it's aser be'etzim. So even if the chalav is nisbatal in the other chatichas, but as long as the basar, you don't have shishim connected to the basar alone became a shtik yisr, became an asas nevela, became aser by itself. That's how the Ramban and the Ran learned the sugya. And the Ran says that this is by basar b'chalav, and there's a machlekes rishayim, like we spoke early on Daf Kuf. What's a din of chatich and asin avela by shari surim? And the Ran himself would paskin that you say chatich and asin avela by shari surim also. Midirabanan gzeiratu basa b'chalav. But it would work the same way that the Rabbanan said that any time an iser goes into a dvar heter and asks a dvar heter. Really, midiraisa, the dvar heter remains heter. It's only aser because of the teruvus of iser. So it can't go and aser anything else, midiraisa. It's mutter. It's mutter. You just can't eat it because of the tam iser that's there. So the tam heter, the heter can't aser anything else. But there are banam ugeizer atu basa b'chalav. Just like by basa b'chalav, we say that once the chalav went into the basa itself becomes aser, and that's midiraisa. So too by Shari Surim we say that once the Issa goes into the Heter itself becomes Asr. But now that Heter that became Asr could ask for something else on its own steam, without any of the Issa going along. That's the sheet of the Ramban and the Ran, and that's why they're arguing on Taisus. Taisus says the only way the Chaticha that became Nesar is, could ask for the rest of the pat is when you mix the pat. And that's because Taisus holds that the milk will stay in that chaticha if you don't mix it. And the Rishayim are saying, the Ramban and the Ran, that it doesn't matter. If you hold Efshel Aseichatei Aser, that means the meat batsim is Aser. You don't need the milk anymore to Aser. So Mele, even without near, the tam of the basar, the tam of the meat, will go into the entire pot. And when Aser the entire pot, according to Rav, no matter how big it is, because min b'min alei batal, and according to us, al kapanim, you need shishim keneged the meat. But Taisus and a lot of the Bali Taisus, Rabbi Yitzchak, or the Bala Truma, and the Rashbis and Gansim ask him to them, they hold no. They hold the only way the basar could ask for the rest of the pat, al tzchaticha nasa nevela, and would ask for the rest of the pat, if the chalav would also come out of the basar to help it aser it, because otherwise the basar alone, even if you hold efshel aseichatei aser, can't ask for the rest of the pad unless the chalav comes along with it. And Taisus talked about this back in the Tzadik Vavim and Beitz. He says he wants to bring two rayas that when you say chatich and ask an avela, it only works when the isser and asis comes along. Eina nesi achal lesser b'loya iser. One raya is, he says, that was the kasha he had then. The Gemara there says that a tzli only asks kadei klipa or kadei netila. That's what Taz discusses there. But doesn't ask an entire piece. And a shaila is, why? When you, let's say, have a nevela which you, or get an asha which you roasted together with heter. So now it asks the kadei netila around it. So that is asr. So why don't you say chatich and ask a nevela on that kadei netila around it? And the mele, that kadei netila now should go and ask the next kadei netila. And now the next kadei netila should be asked in nevela and should ask the next kadei netila. And as I wait until the whole thing is asr. What's the pshat? If you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim that you don't say chatich and ask a nevela by shari surim only by basa b'chalav, it's very good. Basa b'chalav becomes one chefs of isr. They're both heter, they both become asr. Vashekin shari surim, the heter remains heter. It's only asr because the isr is in it. So mele, you don't say chatich and ask a nevela, and you only need the shir bittel kenega, the actual isr. Fine. And we discussed this earlier in Dafkov. But if you hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, that you say chatich and ask a nevela b'shari surim, so how would tzli work every time the k'dei klipa should ask to the next k'dei klipa? So Taisus answers, because the isser only goes k'dei klipa. Now it's true. The rest of the next k'dei klipa could put a time in the next k'dei klipa, but it can't put the time isser. The time isser would only travel k'dei klipa. Then the time of this heter went into would go into next k'dei klipa. And the time of that would go into next k'dei klipa and as a vaita. But since the heter is going along without the issa, because the issa just stays put, so therefore it can't ask a vaita. And he brings the raya for all malicha. When you pour salt on meat or chicken to get out the blood, so the blood gets absorbed in the salt. So the salt has blood in it. So the salt becomes nesif in the blood. So why don't we say that now the salt becomes nasis nevela? And now the time of the salt goes back into the chicken. And you see the time of the salt goes back into the chicken. You can taste it. And this salt had blood in it. So this salt should be chatich and nasis nevela. So every time you do malicha, you should ask it because the salt should become nasis nevela and should ask the chicken and the meat and it's salting. So what's the pshat? How does malicha work? Elamai, because the blood doesn't go back. None of the time of the blood goes back. The blood stays in the salt. The salt itself goes. So, eina nesu yachal esu b'leya oisa. That's Taisa Shita. Taisa Sabali, Taisa, the Rajba holds that way. So the Ran answers the Kasha. He says, by malicha you could stam say that the blood never gets absorbed in the salt. The blood just goes out. It doesn't really get, it does not, the salt's not b'leya the blood. It doesn't get absorbed in the salt. The salt gets the blood out and the blood drains off. It doesn't really get absorbed in the salt. But the Ran holds you don't have to come on to it. The Ran holds that since the din of chatich and asa nevela by shari surim is exeir for basa b'cholav, they only said in the case of basa b'cholav, which is bishul. So you don't say chatich and asa nevela in other forms of teruvis. That's how Orsi answers the Rishenim's kasha b'yayin nesach, which is mavur that b'yayin nesach, when the wine goes into the water, and then more water comes, it becomes batel. You don't say chatich and asa nevela, because he says it's only asa when it's cooked together like basa b'chalav. It's not when you mix two liquids together. That's not dumi the basa b'chalav. They weren't geiza chatich and asa nevela. So with them by malicha, they weren't geiza chatich and asa nevela. And he says that's the same teretz with tzli. He says you never find by basa b'chalav, you're never going to find that just the kadei klipa becomes aser. Basa b'chalav goes into a whole chaticha. So they weren't geizer, chaticha nas to nevela on a kadei klipa, which is very similar to what Taisus and Daf Tzadik Vavim and Beis brought down at Teretz from one of the Bali Taisus, that you don't say chaticha nas to nevela on a half a chaticha, on a part of a chaticha. Taisus says he doesn't understand what should be the chilek. But the Ran is saying a swara, because since the chaticha nas to nevela by Shari Surim is a gzeir for basa b'chalav, the mela, you only say it by an entire chaticha, because by basa b'chalav will always be an entire chaticha. You wouldn't just say it on the kadei klipa. So that's the Ran and the Ramban. But let's try to understand Taisus and the Rashba. Because be'emesin, l'chayr, it's, what's the Havana of Taisus How do we understand it? How do we understand Taisus that holds that by Basa B'cholav and by Shari Shum we say Chatich and Asinavela, but only if the Isa comes along? What's the pshat in that? L'chayim iman of Shech. I'll tell you, you can say Chakir by Basa B'cholav. Really, Reb Chaim read Zaisus Chakir in Hilchas Malchal Sassuris Perek Tess Alachates. He learns this in Machlaikis Rambam and Ravid. But l'chayim, either way, Taisus doesn't seem to shtip. Is Basa B'cholav the pshat that once you cook the milk and the meat together, now they became usher and they don't need each other anymore? They're already usher, and that's Efshel L'seichte usher. That even when you take out the milk and take out the meat and they're alone, but since they were together, that makes the chalais isser, and now they're usher. So then the chayyim and banner ran it right. Why would you need the chalaf to come along? The bus is usher on its own steam. Elamai, you're going to tell me, no, basa b'chalav means basa and chalav together. And if the basa and chalav are not together, so the basa is not aser. So what is the pshat efshel sechtei aser then? That sounds like efshel sechtei mutter. If you could say the need the chalav to aser, so then even if some chalav comes along, you do mix the pat. And the chalav comes along with the basa. But let's say in the first chaticha, it was 50 times basar to the chalav. So the chaticha is asr, because you can still discern the taste of the chalav in the chaticha. It's not both of b'shishim, it's only 50. So that's basar b'chalav. Now, time from this basar b'chalav, this piece of meat, which is 50 parts meat, one part milk, gives time into the rest of the chaticha, the rest of the chatichas. And now, you can't discern the taste of the milk anymore. Because, in the rest of the chatichais, you have a lot more than shishim in the meat, keneged the milk. So that's pshat in the man yom efshel sechtei mutter. That's why the other chatichas should be mutter, because you can't discern the taste of milk in the other chatichas. And if you say that no, as long as you could discern the taste of the meat of this chaticha and the other chatichas, it's asur. It sounds like the meat itself is aser. So what's pshat in this t'nai that some milk has to go along? But the milk goes along anyway as a shir bittel. So why would it be necessary for the aser? So before I say what I think the teretz is, I want to just say over the Reb Chaim there that I quoted in Perek Tess Halacha Tess, because he's going to discuss a third shita. Till now we have two shittas. We have the shita of the Ran and the Ramban, which that I understand completely. That Efshel Sechtei Aser means that once the basa became aser, it's aser period. You don't need the milk anymore. You needed the milk to shaft the chalais iser, but once it's a chalais iser, it's aser without the milk. And Mimela, when the time of the basa goes to the other chatichas, even though the time of the milk doesn't come along, it asers. And we have the Shittas Taisus and the Raj, but then no, you need the milk to come along. And that's what we're struggling to understand. Why should you need the milk to come along if you hold Efshel Sechtei Aser? How do we define Efshel Sechtei Aser if he Taisus and the Raj? But then you have a third Shittas Rishenim. You have the Ravid on the Rambam there, in Perek Tess Halacha Tess, that says that the whole din of Chaticha Nasa Nevela only stims according to Rav that holds Mim B'minai is aser. But l'di done that we hold that min b'minai also could become batel, the sheer bittel, you won't need a bittel connected the whole piece of meat, the bittel of the milk would be good enough. So a tibas chalav that went on a chaticha and aser the chaticha, according to Rav, that min b'minai lay batel, it could aser all the chatichas in the pot. But according to l'di done that we all min b'minai could be batel, you would not need the shir keneged the whole chaticha. As long as the milk is not enough to aser the pan, it doesn't aser. And the whole din of chaticha and aser the meal is only gave yo min b'mina le'batol. And the Ran says that this is the shittas arif. Because the rif doesn't bring down this gemara at all. The rif does not bring down the isayid that came in shenas and tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzim and aser nevela. And the Ran explains because he doesn't hold like Rav, he doesn't hold min b'mina like batel, he holds that min b'mina is batel. Why didn't he bring it down in Geya that the sheer bittel has to be connected to the whole chaticha? Teretz says he didn't hold that way. He held that's only if you own mimba minalei batel, that's why you could say chatich and asa nevela. Mashengen, if you own mimba minai is batel, you do not need a shear connected the whole chaticha. Now, Chaim is bothered, why? What should be the chilek if you own mimba minalei batel? And it would ask everything. Or if you own mimba minai is batel, and then you say the meat can asa, only the milk can asa, what should be the chilek? In the longness of chatich and asa nevela, why should it be a chilek if you hold mimba mina is batul alay batul? It's a pella. So Reb Chaim is mazbe, the Rambam holds, like we said in the Ramban and the Ran, that once the basa became us, you don't need the chalaf to aser it. Hashenkin, the Raivet holds no. The Raivet holds the iser is basa b'chalaf when they're together. If they're separate, they don't become aser. So how come if you hold mimba mina alay batul, then this chaticha could aser the rest? So Reb Chaim says like this. He doesn't explain clear why, but he says, Efshel Seich Te Aser tells you that even though the Isser is the Basa B'chalaf together, but Klapi the Chaticha that became Nesser, that can't become Mutter anymore. But the site of the Isser remains the same. It's the Basa and the Chalaf together. So he says, here's the Chilati Min B'minai, Loi Batol, and regular Tam Ki'ikr, regular Din Taruvis. Because mimba mina loy batel is a pshat that is considered like a mamish eating that chatichas iser. That's the aside of mimba mina loy batel. Mimba mina loy batel means I have this iser right here. So since we hold efshel l'seich te aser, and that chaticha remains aser, so no matter where the time of this chaticha goes, that's considered eating that chaticha, and that chaticha remains aser. Masha'en came the din of tam ke'ikr, the din of Nais and Tam, that's not the Isser itself. Tam Kikr is an Ayah din, Zok Reb Chaim. Batsim, you don't have the Isser here. Then there's an Ayah Isser of Tam Kikr, the Tam Isser is also an Isser. Zok there, the Tam Isser, that's not called Tam Isser. Because the Tam Isser is a Basa and Chalav together, and I can't taste the Chalav. Because the Chalav is Batal. Mamela, to say that I have Tam Isser in this Chaticha, I don't. Because if I don't have the tam chalav, the iser is the basa and the chalav together. The chalav is batal, I don't have any tam iser. Efshel l'seich te aser has only been negay that chaticha that became aser. That chaticha became aser remains aser. But the iser is the basa and the chalav together. And memela if min b'mina lay batal, so it's considered like I'm eating that chaticha. That chaticha remains aser. Masha'en kain. If min b'mina could be batal, you just need the shear of Nesina's Tam, so that means it's only going to ask if I have the Tam Isser. Without the Tam Cholav, I don't have the Tam Isser. That's what he says, Pshat in the Raivet. So that also we can understand. We can understand the Ramban and the Ran, that Al Yedei Efshel Seich Te Aser Chatich and Aser Nevela is the Pshat, that once the Basa became Aser, it's Aser period. You don't need the Cholav. So then it can ask the other Chatichs without the Cholav coming along. And I can understand the Pshat and the Raivet, and maybe the Rif also holds that way, that even if you hold Efshel L'seich Te Aser, that's only this, that's only that particular piece that became Aser. Masha'en came the Isser itself, the Isser is called Basa B'Cholav, it has to have the Cholav come along with it. So if you don't have the Tam Cholav and the rest of the Chatichas, you don't have the Isser anymore. And that the Gemara says, the Chaticha Nasa Nevel, that's only indented by Mim B'Minai. If you hold Mim B'Minai Lai Batal, so then since this piece is Aser, so when it's the Tam is in the other pieces, keep eating this piece, and the Mela, it's us even without the Tam Cholav, because that piece remains Aser. Fine. But still, what's the Havana in Taisis and in the Rajba that the Pshan is that if the Cholav doesn't go along, then it can Aser. But if the Cholav comes along, even though the Cholav would mean his battle, you don't have enough Cholav to discern the Tam of the Cholav. But since the Cholav came along with the Basar and the Chaticha, then it does aser. It sounds like it's even a deraisa dekedin. L'chayr, it's by basa v'chalav, it's deraisa. What's the svarish by mimanoshach? If the basa is aser without the chalav, so why would you need the chalav to come along? And if the basa needs the chalav to be aser, that's the issue of basa v'chalav. So if the chalav is battle and the other chatichas, how does it become aser? So I want to say a pshat based on another Reb Chaim. This Reb Chaim is in Perek Yudal Alachavav. He doesn't say the svara to answer this kasha, but he says the svara, and I believe with this svara we can answer this kasha to understand Taisus and the Rajbam. What's the pshad in Chatich and Asa Nevela, but you need the Eiser to come along. So Reb Chaim there brings a Issa Vehetter, which says the following. It says, if you have 59 Zaysim of potatoes, and one Zayis of Cholov, and one Zayis of Basar, it's Mutter, because you have 60 Keneged the Cholov, and also 60 Keneged the Basar. So it's Mutter. And his Lashon is, since it wasn't Nesami Kedem, it doesn't Aser. That's the Nusach of the Issa V'Heter. Since the Basa and Cholav would never became Aser before the Tiruvis, it doesn't become Aser. So it's Mavur like this. If you take Basa and Cholav and cook them together, one Kazayis of Cholav, one Kazayis of Basa, and then you mix them into 59 Kazayisim of potatoes, or I think even 119 Kazayisim of potatoes, it would Aser. Because you need 60 times potatoes and from the basar and cholov together. Masha'en kain, if you didn't cook them originally, you had 59 kazayisim of potatoes and a kazayis of cholov and a kazayis of basar, then it's mutter. Because I don't have tam cholov, because I have 60 times the tam cholov. I don't have tam basar, because I have 60 times the tam basar. The 59 potatoes and one kazayis of cholov is mevatel the tam basar. The 59 potatoes and the one kazayis of basar is mevatel the tam cholov. So hoyel v'loy nesru mikaydim, it doesn't aser. So fact of chayim, and what if it was nesru mikaydim? But the aser is I need tam. So if I don't have tam basar, and I don't have tam cholov, so I don't have tam. So why when I would cook the basar and cholov together first and then put them in the potatoes, and it became aser ready, now I need 60 keneged the basar and the cholov together. Why? Basar and cholov don't have the same tam. So it would be the same thing. I have 60 keneged the basar. I have 60 keneged the cholov. I don't have tam basar. I don't have tam cholov. So what's the chilek? Hazak Reb Chaim like this. If you would take 61 different minim, 61 different tastes, and put them all together in a pot, what would it taste like? You won't be able to taste any. Each taste has 60 keneged, so you won't be able to taste anything? Of course not. You'd be able to taste the tam, which is a combination of all them together, a tam that's mixed all them together. So he said, when you have two minim that fall into a kedera, let's say liver tastes different than other type of meat. Well, chicken and meat both taste different. They're both nevela, but they both taste different. And you have 59 kazayis of potatoes, and one kazayis of chicken, and one kazayis of meat. So you're going to tell me I don't taste any nevela in this pot? Of course I taste nevela. Of course I could taste it. I taste that tam, which is mu'uriv between the chicken and the meat. So avad erases. So I basar and cholov also. When I cook basar and cholov together, that combination has a specific tam. There's a taste of basar and cholov together. There is one taste, a unified taste of the basar and cholov together. And that taste is in the potatoes. Savad and asas. Now, when it didn't become asa beforehand, Zakhtar Chaim, then I never had a tam basar in the cholov. Because the tam basar was batel b'shish in the cholov together with the 59 potatoes. And I never had a tam cholov in the basar, because the tam cholov was batel b'shishim in the kazayis basar and the 59 kazayisim potatoes. So I never ended up with an issa basar b'cholov. So mele, it's mutter. But once it was nesru mikaydim, I have an issa basar b'cholov. And now I take this basar b'cholov, and it's in the potatoes, so I'm tasting the basar b'cholov. I can't taste any basar alone. I can't taste any cholov alone, but I could taste the combination tam of the bas and the cholov. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel there in Perik Yudal Halacha Vav. So I think this is the Havana, I'm telling it to myself, in the Taisus and the Rashba. And this is the Machlokes, if Efshel Asechtei Os and Efshel Asechtei Mutter, if he Taisus and the Rashba. Efshel Asechtei Mutter is a pshat. In order to Aser, I need Kiseder a tam basar, in the cholov, and a tam cholov in the basar. There's no such thing as a tam basar b'cholov. It doesn't exist. Halacha does not recognize it. So therefore, when the tipas cholov went on to the chaticha, and asad the chaticha, but now this chaticha gives tam into the other chatichas, and I can't taste the chalav, because keneged the chalav I have shishim. So if I don't have any chalav, it's mutter. But emshel asayich le'asur doesn't mean that the basa becomes asur without the chalav. No. If there's no chalav, it's mutter. Emshel asayich le'asur means that there's a new tam called basa b'chalav. There's a new chefza called basa b'chalav. And I don't need chalav anymore. And I don't need basar anymore. I just need basar b'chalav. So if no chalav comes out, I don't have the time of basar b'chalav. If I don't have the time of basar b'chalav, so I can't asar. But the sign of efshel asayich le'asar and chatich and asar nevela is that there's a new chefza d'isur of the basar and the chalav together. So once you have a new chefza d'isur of the basar and the chalav together, so if the chalav is going out together with the basar, you don't say, but the chalav itself have shishim keneged the chalav. No. The chalav itself is not the thing. It's chalav and basar together. It's one combination. And I could taste this chalav and basar together, this new tam of chalav and basar together. That I could taste. Because that tam has to become batal b'shishim in order to come mutter. If that tam isn't batal b'shishim, if I could taste this tam of basar b'chalav together in the taruvis, that also would answer. And that's by basa b'chalav deraisa. And that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is by shari sur midarabanan also. Midarabanan, and we had said in daf kuf atzan, that this could even be midaraisa with the din of tam keikar, if tam keikar would ask everything. But the zayda davar is like this. When tam issa goes into heter, midarabanan, there's a new issa here. There's a new chaticha sisur here. There's a chaticha atzmanas nevela. But what chaticha is nevela? If nevela goes in potatoes, the potatoes itself are not nevela. But there's a new isser of the nevela and the potatoes together. They themselves together are the isser. The combination of the nevela and the potatoes, that is the isser. So if no nevela goes out, only potatoes go out. Like the case by the malicha, with Taisus kasha of the salt. That the blood, there's blood in the salt. So yeah, there's a new combination time of blood and salt together. But if only the salt, the time of the salt goes out and the time of the blood does not, the salt itself by itself is mutter. It's just the combination, the blood and salt together is one shtick isser. If they go together, then even if you have shishim kenega, just the blood. But since betzir of the salt, you don't have shishim. So that is itself a chaticha sister that needs shishim. Kenega the whole combination time. That's my Havana in Taisus and the Rajva. I'm a little surprised that no one goes and reads this ice, knowing that I saw it. But I think the Reb Chaim is saying this svara. I think the Reb Chaim is giving me rishus to say this svara. Reb Chaim is saying, Mamish Kamat, the same svara, to explain the Issa V'Heta why, when the Basar and the Cholav and the 59 Kazesim together, you say it's Batal, but once the Nesa, you don't say it's Batal, because he says, even though you don't have Tam Cholav, you don't have tam basa, but you have the combination tam. You have the tam ha-ma'uriv. So Zagich, that's the yisayin of chatich and asa nevel, if he ties in the Rajba. That's the yisayin of efshel asayich atay asar. That you don't need the cholav anymore, but you need the basa b'cholav. You need that combination tam. So now, if you don't have the cholav at all, you don't have the near, and the cholav stays in the chatich, the tam of the basa and the chicha can't asa b'cholav. It's not isser. When the chalav goes along, you need bittel connected the bas and the chalav together. So, b'kitzur, we have three shittas. We have the shitta of the Ramban and the Ran that hold that the basar itself could aser. And by shari surim, the Ran is saying also, the heter itself could aser, gzeiratu basar b'chalav. And the lumdus is because you only need the derech bishul asetar, you only need the tam chalav to shafta chalai sisir. But once you shafta chalai sisir, it's tam an issa basar, it's an issa chalav. You don't need the teruvus basa b'cholav for the yisur anymore. You have the shittas asagas arayvid, and some say that's the rift, that's why I left out the sugya. The fakarit, that even if you hold efshul asaych te'asur, efshul asaych te'asur would only be for that chaticha. But to ask the other chatichas, if you hold mimbimina loy batal, so since that chaticha is also, would ask the other chatichas also. But if you hold mimbimina is batal, and you have to shafa chalais yisur on the other chatichas, Kol's man, the cholav would be batal b'shishim and wouldn't ask the other chatichas b'chlal. Now, practically, if you hold mim b'mina, lay batal, liddi don, there is no din of chaticha nas in nevela. And you have Shitas, Taisus, and the Rashba that hold that the Basr itself is not Asr. You need the Chalav to go along. But if the Chalav goes along, then you need a Bittel connected to the Basr also. The Bittel of the Chalav alone wouldn't work. Why? Habakazak the Svara, because the Basr and the Chalav are one shtick Issa together. And it's not shakta just be mevatel the Basr. It's one time. Just be mevatel the Chalav. It's one time. You have to mevatel that time. That time of Uriv Basr B'chalav, you need Shishim Keneged, the whole thing. And Bez Hashem, we're going to be Mamshech in the Sugya of Tibas Chalav in the next year. We'll try to finish up the Sugya, and the Shia will be officially enough Kuftes. We'll go into Kufches and Beis Kuftes and Aleph and try to come to the Maskan of the Sugya of Tibas Chalav.
You have been listening to a Shia from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shiurim on any Daffin Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each Shia, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.